This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Homeowners got a shock last spring when property assessments jumped up in many parts of the state. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports on a record number of appeals in Denver.
Single-family home values went up by a median of 33% in the city. This year, around 25,000 owners filed appeals contesting their values. That's about double compared to recent years. The assessor's office blamed the rise in housing costs in Denver. But tax bills will not jump that high. Denver has laws in place that cap how high property taxes can rise year to year. The assessor's office will rule on contestations in August, and tax bills will go out in January. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Voters in Colorado Springs might be asked to give up tax refunds to pay for a new police academy. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports some residents don't like the idea.
Colorado Springs mayor and police chief want to add a measure to the ballot this November to retain up to $5 million in anticipated Tabor refunds. The money would be used to acquire space for a new CSPD training facility. At a meeting Tuesday, resident Chauncey Johnson presented city council with a petition signed by 2,000 people he says are against it.
When you guys are going around to have these town halls and talk with your citizens, I ask that you bring this measure up.
Some opponents fear adding officers would disproportionately impact disenfranchised communities. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Celestial Seasonings will soon resume tours at its tea factory in Boulder. Pandemic restrictions put the tours on a 3-year pause, but they're set to resume August 12th. This is CPR News.